You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World Primetime, Thursday, September 19th? Mm-hmm. Yeah, September 19th, 2013. How's it going, man?
It's going all right.
Looking forward. Our guest today is going to be Robin Marvel. She's been on the show a couple times, an author and motivational speaker, and she's going to be here talking about her new book, Life Check, 7 Ways to Balance Your Life. And she's always fun and interesting to talk to, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So that'll be great. We'll be talking to her in about 5 or 6 minutes. Last night, good times.
Definitely,
it's just the two of us.
It's
like old times.
Yeah, had to come up with a lot of words.
But you know, there's plenty to talk about. We squeezed as much in as we could. We knocked out a little early, but we've done good.
We did all right.
T-Bone will be back next week. He's heading out of the country for a couple of days. Yeah, interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah. He'll have some stories, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. T-Bone's like, he's just like, just an adventure waiting to happen.
Yeah, some of the stories don't make it to air, but the stories nonetheless, right?
Yep.
So morning though, all right? You're a little rough start today, huh?
Yeah, just feeling a little under the weather, feels like I got a bit of a head cold starting up or going on here. And so, other than that, though, it's okay.
Good. Yeah, same here. Not the head cold thing, but just a little slow start this morning. I updated my phone to the iOS 7 last night.
Oh, yeah?
Which froze up in the middle of the night. And I woke up at some ungodly hour, and it was like it hadn't completed. So I restarted it. Next thing I know, I'm up fiddling with my phone at 5 o'clock in the morning. It sucked me right in. So I eventually laid back down, but still, I'm not sure how I like it. It's kind of weird looking, but I don't know. It's got some cool features, so we'll see.
Cool.
Let's take a quick break and come back and introduce our guests. How's that sound for you, man?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break and listen to Cersei. This is called Cannonball, and we'll be back with our guest Robin Marvel after this.
Some give us away. You say Hey, over here, behind the fence.
Huh? You? The bike?
Yeah, the bike. Here in the grass where the kids left me a while ago. Could you get the dust off my seat and remind the kids how fun I still am?
Okay. Oh, you are dusty.
I may need my spokes tightened, too. Let's go.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there's a sharp hole in the wall, and you're listening to Soup's World.
Welcome back to Soup's World Primetime, and we're going to get our guests on the line right now.
Hello?
Oh, Robin, this is Swoop. Can't you hear me?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Our guest today is Robin Marvel. She's a multi-published author and motivational speaker in the field of self-development. Robin's past journey was peppered with homelessness, drug and sexual and alcohol abuse, low self-esteem, and teen pregnancy. By applying the tools Robin shares with others, her life is now a life of motivation and purpose, devoting her life to encouraging others to stop looking through the wounded eye of negative experiences and start living. Welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. Now, last time, a couple times we talked to you in different things. I think the first time we talked to you, you had done a book for girls. Let me pull this up. I have these notes here. You had done Awakening Conscious, A Girl's Guide. And I think you had three there. You had a boy's guide and a woman's guide also, right?
Yeah, sure do.
And then the last time was Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. And your new book, your new book is Life Checks, 7 Ways to Balance Your Life. So let's, for the listeners who haven't heard you before, just give us a little bit of your background, and then let's talk about the new book.
All right, sounds good. You know, I had a really traumatic childhood. There's a lot of domestic abuse, a lot of homelessness, a lot of just really an unstable environment, and that continued into my teenage years. And after my teenage years, I had already developed such a low sense of self-worth that I started kind of repeating the behaviors of somebody with low self-esteem. I ended up putting myself in negative situations, really addicted to alcohol when I was 15 and partying, and that's what led to me being sexually assaulted by a male friend. And that wasn't enough of a wake-up call for me because I continued that lifestyle and ended up pregnant at 16 and had my first daughter. And I, you know, in that moment when they told me I was having a girl, I said, we're not going to be statistics, and I'm going to work hard, and I continue to work hard to make sure that that's our truth. And so I had to make some changes and really motivate myself to live a life of purpose.
Wow. You know, it's interesting that you know, a lot of times you hear people talk about making that change for the better and to live a better life. A lot of times it does have to do with a child coming into their lives. But sometimes it takes a little bit more because it takes, with the low self-esteem, it takes some other kind of guidance to get you there. But how were you able to move forward kind of on your own?
Well, you know, I did have that extra push too, because even though I started working hard, like I went back to high school and I went to college, I was still kind of slipping every once in a while. And when I was about, I usually say like 22, 23, right in that age range, I kind of fell off the deep end again, and I started drinking really heavily. And there was about 6 months that I don't really remember of my life where I was just out of control, being a bad mother, a horrible wife. And, you know, I remember sitting, such a vivid memory, sitting in my living room and looking around and going, my life is out of control, and this is not the way I want my story to end. And in that moment, I had to make the choice to change my life, and then I had to become committed and dedicated to keeping those changes in my life. And so that was really, I guess that was the last time that I really lived in an out-of-control lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was a lot of determination, a lot of growing, a lot of reading, learning, building my own self-respect and self-esteem. I mean, that was what really changed my life, was learning that I was worth something. Because, I mean, I never got told that, and I never realized that. And once you realize that, your life really changes.
You know, it's interesting, and it's one thing to get your own life on track. What motivated you to step outside that box and want to help others?
Well, the reason why I like to help others is because I know how it feels. You know, I've been there, and if nobody ever tells you that you're worth something and you don't really have an example and say, you know, I've been there. I know what it's like to be addicted to alcohol, and I know what it's like to be a teen mom, and I get what it's like to struggle and be homeless and really need somebody to stand there and reach their hand out to you, and I want to be that person. I always want to be that beacon of light going, you know what, I know it sucks where you're at, but let me help you. Let me be that helping hand. And any way that I can do that through my books, through my nonprofit, through my speaking, I mean, I'm game. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah. Well, Life Check, 7 Ways to Balance Your Life is your fifth book. Is it, where does all of this come from? I mean, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they'll write a book, especially a self-help book, and they put it all out there. How do you continue to grow, and how do you continue to have more to give to people?
Well, you know, everything in my books, from my very first book to this book, is so true to my spirit. It's stuff that I've done. It's stuff that I do daily because I'm big on walking my talk. I don't want to learn, you know, read something and then pass it down through the line. I want to share with you my real experiences that have helped me and that have really shaped my life. And so for me, life is about growing and changing and learning and becoming who you are, which changes all the time. I mean, you're not ever really the same person as you were even yesterday. So for me, I've always got a wealth of things that I want to share with people and say, I hope this helps you because it helps me in this way. And if it can help you, great. If it can't, share it with somebody who it can. And let's just keep this, you know, keep this going.
Well, so now the people that come to you, do they tend to be like parents who say, hey, my kid's out of control? Or is it more like other people like kind of have a wake-up moment and say, I need to find somebody? How does that kind of work for you?
Well, I think I get both. I do get parents with kids, which is really cool because kids are really shapeable. You know, they're easier to work with in many cases than adults because as we grow, we form all these ideas and these rigid beliefs that we think this is the way it's supposed to be. And so when we start to change, it kind of scares us. With kids, they're still learning and they're still kind of on that where everything's kind of up in the air, you know, for a lot of kids. And so for me, working with kids has been really great because I'm able to say, you know, there's all this out there and there's new ways and there's this way and there's this thing and that and the other. And it really sinks in. And that happens with adults too. I mean, I have worked with plenty of adults where they're like, we're ready to make a change. And that's the biggest thing is when you're working with adults, they, or with anybody, I guess, they have to want to change because you can talk till you're blue in the face. You can give them every tool. You can encourage them, empower them and everything else. But if they don't want that change, then it's not going to happen. And I've had to, you know, that was something that I had to learn because I just thought you go out there and these people come to you and it's just this great way of that it happens, but that's not really the reality of it. It's people having to want to change and be empowered and move forward in their lives.
So, I mean, when you're talking about, you know, people changing their life, a lot of times we hear people say, well, you have to hit a certain point to kick drugs or kick alcoholism, but bottom line is you have to hit a certain point to really want to work on your life in general as well as your self-esteem and things like that. Is that what I understand you're saying?
Well, I think that you have to be ready. I don't think that there's any certain point. I think that it's just when that day comes when you say, when you know, you want to pick pleasure over pain because pretty much we'll go through anything and suffer through anything until it gets to the point of being uncomfortable in our lives anymore. And I think that that's true for any kind of addiction or anything, any part of your life at all, relationships, anything. So it just really comes down to, do you want to live happy? Do you want to be happy? I mean, that's the number one question to ask yourself. Am I happy? And start working towards changing it. If you can't answer yes, then it's time to start working towards changing it.
What, speaking of motivation, what motivated you to write this book?
Well, I really wanted to give people some action steps. I think that one of the most important things is we can talk all day long about changing and moving forward and being motivated, but if we don't actually take the steps to do it and regain that passion in life, and that's what this book is about too, you know, rocking that boat, getting out there and taking a leap and going after what you want. And I just really wanted to give that to people.
You seem to encourage people to take steps, and at times those steps may feel towards the individual as a risk, but it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like the point of, if you don't take those steps and you kind of wish that you or wonder if you ever would have accomplished a certain thing, but you didn't take the chance to go for it. And it's kind of what this book is about, right?
It really is, because, you know, we get stuck in these cycles of dysfunction or just in this routine. It doesn't even have to be dysfunction, just in routine, where every day we're getting up, we're going to work, we're complaining about our spouse, we're complaining about our job, we're complaining about our kids. We watch all of these reality TV shows and these crazy TV shows because we can, you know, we veg into them and they become part of what we want to be. You know, we're looking at it going, oh, that's so great. And we lose sight of living. You know, we're just kind of existing. And that's really, I mean, that's really... You really don't want to live. I don't want to say that either. I'm saying to stay stuck in that is not living to your full potential, and you really deserve to live to that fullness. You know, I always relate it to like a balloon that's fully inflated, and you start out your life, and you know, for a lot of people, they graduate high school and they're all full of these ambitions and these dreams and these goals, and then slowly, you know, it's like a pinhole. They start losing air because of whatever they faced in life or the wounds that they're suffering or the job that they don't like or the person that they're not happy being in a relationship with or whatever, you know, whatever you can insert there for yourself, and you slowly start to deflate. Well, I like to think of Life Tech, the book, as the Band-Aids to start healing those little pinholes and refilling yourself with that passion and that real zest for living and creating the life that you want to live.
Yeah. I noticed... Excuse me, we'll get this plane flying over here. We got to let that go. Oh, for those of you who clicked on and was trying to do the video feed, the camera's not is acting up, so we're just audio only today. Peter, did you have something? Or if not, I got to...
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I noticed, like, one part of the book I was looking at towards the beginning, and then you had several questions about kind of like our... do you feel that you're worth a certain thing, or do you have a value in yourself, do you deserve certain things? Let me try to find them so I can ask them correctly what the exact questions were. But those are some things that when you're doing your motivational speaking and or you're sitting down working with somebody, do you have them kind of reflect on themselves that way to get started?
Well, I think that's absolutely important, and that's what the first chapter of the book's really about, is, you know, uncovering the true you, because we create all of these masks. You know, how many times have you went out into the world and someone said, hey, how you doing? And you're like, good, you know, going through the motions, getting life done and paying the bills, and, you know, you're just kind of going out, and you never really take the time to look at who you really are, aside from the job and the family and all of that, just a true, authentic you. And once you're able to find out who you are, then you can start moving towards what you want in your life. And so that's really important to see where you value yourself. We give so much of our power away, letting other people determine our worth and tell us what our worth. I mean, we beg for validation from people constantly, and we keep ourselves limited in doing that, because we think if someone doesn't come to us and clap their hands and say, you did a great job at that, then maybe it wasn't good enough.
Right.
When in fact it's something that you believe in and that you feel passionate about, but you lose faith in yourself. And so it's really important to look at who you are and what you believe within yourself. I think that there's nothing that's more important than that in life.
You know, some of the things that I really like about your books and talking to you, it seems that you kind of encourage people to take a look at themselves regardless of where they are in life. Sometimes I think people, like you said, they go to work and they come home, they get paid. You know, they might not be that happy with work, but they're content. And sometimes being content is not living up to your full potential.
Well, absolutely. You know, and content is nice because you're comfortable.
Right.
You know, we all want to be comfortable, but is it really living? Are you really feeling, you know, for me, like for years, I went through my life struggling. And part of the reason was because growing up, I always seen a lack of money, a lack of everything. It was always like, oh, you know, life happens to you. You don't happen to life. It's just, you know, this crazy cycle of unfairness, and you're going to struggle, and you're not going to have enough money to pay your bills, and this is just the way it goes. And I grew up with those beliefs. They're what I learned. And as crazy it sounds to some people, because they learned a different way, they're like, oh, well, I don't believe that way. Well, that's because you didn't learn that. You learned something different. So that's what, you know, is so powerful in learning all of these new tools and using, you know, being able to go out and speak to people and saying, you know what, maybe you haven't heard this before, but you're worth it. And you don't have to struggle. And the lives of your past life doesn't really matter anymore. You know, you're in the present. And so it's important to shake that up. You know, I think that that's so important and can really get you living a more full life if that's what you're working towards.
Yeah. You know, your expertise is a crowded field out there. When you walk into a bookstore or go on Amazon, any of these things, and if you type in self-help, so much comes up and from so many different people with so many different theories. Is there a way to wade through, you know, some stuff just kind of doesn't look like it's really that believable, or some of it seems way too simple? In being in that category and devoting your life to the self-help arena, how is it that you are able to really focus and put down concrete stuff that seems to make sense and be competitive in this big arena?
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more, but for me, I pride myself that I'm real. You know, I'm authentic. Everything you read, everything I do is so pure and so lived. You know, I'm not preaching to you from something that I read in a book or that I went to a workshop and somebody said to me, no, this is real. This is truth. And I am so proud of my books because they are straight to the point. They're not full of fluff. I've read so many self-help books myself. You know, I have read and I've been a part of workshops, and it's always repetitive, and there's so much fluff in it. Nobody wants to just get to the point and say, here you go, here's the tools, hopefully you can implement them, let me guide you a little bit, but you have to do the work. You know, I'm big on telling people, you have to get your hands dirty. That's something that separates me from a lot of people in this field, is I'm not trying to talk at you. I'm trying to share with you and give you these tools and show you, like I said, how to get your hands dirty in the empowerment of your own life. And I think that's most critical in that, is that it's not a bunch of BS, it's truth. You know, I've done this, I've lived it, I've been there. So hopefully I can touch people who have been in the same situations or want to get out of the same situations. And, you know, that's important to me. It's important to me to be real in everything that I do.
Yeah. Well, that's, you made a very important point there to me. Saying you have to get your hands dirty, you have to get in and be involved in your own thing. Because I think so many people are looking for something that says, you mean if I just wish this, it's going to be better, you know? And
I
think a lot of times, and it's true with anything in life, you know, to achieve anything in life, you have to work at it. But I think lots of times we take things like to better ourselves or, you know, to get fit or something. We always look for the quickest way out, you know, the least amount of effort to put into it. The silver bullet to achieve a goal. And I think it's really commendable that you actually tell people, you know, this is work. You have to do these things to get better. You just can't, you know, do a dream board and hopefully you'll someday have a yacht.
Well, absolutely. You know, and people say that all the time. They're like, oh, well, you changed your life. You know, when did you make that choice? And I tell them the story I told you earlier about sitting in my living room. And I'm always quick to tell people, but it did not happen like the flip of a switch. It was not an overnight process. I worked at it. I still work at it. Still to this very day, I work at it because it is a commitment and it is hard work. And there is no quick fix. And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, people telling people, oh, you just have to, you know, think it and it will happen. That's not the truth. There's so much more to it.
The thing I hate people say is, if you just put it out there, the universe
will make
goodness. It happen. Every time I hear something like that, it makes my head want to explode.
Like, that's just, well, it gives a false sense of hope.
You got to be positive. Yeah. I totally agree with that. You can't be negative hoping things will be, and then expect things to go right, you know, if you're always negative.
Right.
But just wishing for it, just putting it out there,
No, you have to take action. You have to take action. You have to get off your butt. You can talk all day, but if you're sitting on the couch, you're still not going to get nothing done. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah. You know, every time we talk to you, I always get this sense that you're always learning. You're always experiencing things that you say, this, you know, this can help somebody. This can work with it. Your daily life, just going about your daily day. I know you're a mother. You have kids and your husband and things like that, but as you go through your daily routine, do you pick up things that you say, this needs to be in my next book, or this needs to be spoken about when I do my next talk?
Well, you know, I really do, because I'm constantly reminded about how valuable life is. And this was something that shifted me too, was, you know, realizing that we have 24 hours and every day, and that's in my book too. I talk about this, about 24 hours a day, because when you look at it from that perspective, you're like, man, I've only got these 24 hours. What am I willing to trade for them? You know, so for me, waking up and making the choice to have a positive day, and I wake up on the wrong side of the bed sometimes too, and I have to shift it and I have to work at it and say, you know, I don't want to waste these hours because they're so valuable. And so I'm always soaking stuff in, not to mention I do have the five kids and they're constantly reminding me about how amazing life is and how great things are. And you know, they're quick to put me in check, just as quick as I am to put them in check when we're off balance, and which is great, which is really cool. But yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's ever a moment that I'm not growing and learning and wanting to share it with other people. And that's where Facebook comes in, which is a really great outlet for that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I was going to talk to you about. You know, in this day and age with social media and things like that, being, you know, somebody who kind of does, you know, independent publishing and working and things like that and going out on your own, how effective has social media been for you? And you know, I know you use it quite often, but as far as risk and reward, you know, because when with social media, you kind of put yourself out there and anybody can respond to things and say things. But how has that been for you, that experience?
Well, you know, I cannot tell you how much I love Facebook. I know people bash it all the time I hear, but I am a huge fan of it because I live in a really small town, like 380 people, and it's a very closed-minded area. And so for me, my outlet is the social media. That's where I reach a broader audience. That's where I can talk and be myself and express things and gain different wisdom from other people and reach the entire world. And it's so cool to me. I mean, I get emails on there of people saying, you know, your book changed my life and what you're saying means so much to me. And just the connections have been mind-blowing to me. And I don't have anything negative to say about it. Now, I have had people attack things that I've said or done, and I'm, you know, I say, I'm not one to pick and choose and say right or wrong. I really don't do that. I say everyone's got their own way, you know, and I don't have to agree with it. It doesn't mean it's my way, but I'm not going to fight with people on there. I'm not going to question someone else's belief or theory in something because, you know what, I don't really care. I think that there's so much out there in the world and there's so many different avenues, so who am I to say what's right or wrong? And who are they to say what's right or wrong? And if they want to judge me, if it's too bad, you know, like I have had people come on there and just really negative, and then I just delete them because, you know, Facebook's my world. So that's the way I look at it. If, you know, exactly. People are like, oh, there's so much drama. Well, you know what, then delete the drama. I mean, it's that simple. So, I mean, I love it, though. I really do.
Now, if somebody, you know, let's kind of walk through the book a little bit here. Somebody picks up Life Check. What can they expect to get from it and get out of it?
Well, they can really expect to be motivated and to really take a look at themselves. I've had a lot of feedback on it, and everyone who reads it says, I've really had to look at myself, which is maybe something I haven't done in a long time. And even doing a handful of these questions, because throughout the book, you know, I put different, I call them life check, where right. You have to stop and kind of look and check your life. And I think that so many people have said that in those moments, they've really redefined what they're thinking, or it's really made them stop. And I think that's really cool because that's what I wanted people to do. But there's no fluff. You're not going to get any kind of repetitive fluff. You're going to get, it's down to the bone. Like, let's get it done and find out what areas you want to work on. And I want to amplify your strengths and, you know, strengthen your weaknesses. That's the goal of the book. So they can expect all sorts of good stuff.
Excellent. And you know what? It does, there are points where it gives you pause and makes you kind of think about things. And, you know, we go through life, you know, like you said before, we go through life and you kind of, lots of times you don't evaluate yourself from where you're at or evaluate this aspect of yourself. Is this something that you would recommend that people do on a yearly basis or so ever so often to kind of just take back and look and see where they're at and see where they want to be?
I think we should do that all the time. I think that any time that you're feeling off, you know how you feel. And like I said earlier, we can lie to the outside world, but it's really hard to lie to yourself when you're standing there looking in the mirror. And I know that some people do it, but, you know, I think that it's a challenge to do that because you know your truth. No one else does, not even your spouse, not even your children. You know your truth. And so for you to take a step back and look at yourself anytime, I mean, it can really change your entire outlook on your life, and then you can start moving towards what you want to do. Because like you said, you know, we get so busy living that we forget that we're alive. I think that happens all the time. And so, you know, I think that that's absolutely important to do that.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. Can you sit? Can you hang through the break?
Sure. Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and pick up where we left off. You listen to Swooster on the Talkstory Radio Network. And wait a second. There's something missing. Where the file go, Peter, with the PSAs and such? Uh-oh. Talk to Robin for a second while I try to find this.
What's the weather?
There it is. Sometimes I start clicking things while we're talking, and I click the wrong thing, and I think that's what happened. You listen to Swooster on the Talkstory Radio Network with Swooster on Primetime. Our guest is Robin Marvel. She's an author, motivational speaker. We're going to take a quick break. This is Normandy Wilson's Saturday Night Girl. We'll be back after this.
Shivers up my spine, cause you know what's in store for me. You're gonna take me out, and then I'm gonna get my chance to show you, baby, what I'm all about. As we take this thing further, and I can't stop giving you all of my love, because the message that I'm getting is a groovy one. All you gotta do is be good to me, and I'll be good to you, because I know what I want, and I know what I wanna do. I wanna be your Saturday night, your Saturday night.
I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
For a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Let's take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
Now that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
Talk Story Radio.
Hi, my name is Brent Michelle. I'm a singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles. Why don't you sit back, grab a cold beer, and listen in, because you're listening to Swoop's World.
The world spins
Emily,
before my eyes.
Twitter.
One wrong
I didn't do anything. Welcome
back to Swoop's World Primetime, and our guest is Robin, author and motivational
under
speaker.
My skin.
We're happy to have her back on the show. Welcome back, Robin.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Peter, you had a question there.
Well, as we talked about in the, earlier, you've also done a lot of work with kids. And, you know, when it comes to kids can easily get bullied or just overwhelmed with just, like, just trying to figure out their way. What are some of your advice that you'd give to, like, parents, you know, because kids just a lot of times don't want to listen to their parents, about getting past that and really accepting that they can do whatever they want, but they're going to have to work at it. You know, like, how do you deal with that, like, with your own kids and when you're giving advice to parents?
Well, you know, a lot of the thing about that is that parents need to realize, and I had to learn this too, was that our kids are unique to themselves, and you cannot force them to be something that you want them to be. It's really about acceptance. And that was really hard for me because she's 17 now, but when she started into a teenager, like about 15, she totally went to like the skinny jeans and the pink hair and the whole rock and roll nose ring type person that she wanted to be. And for me, that kind of threw me off because I wasn't expecting that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It was just something that I don't know. It just surprised me, I guess. And so for me, I had to learn that I cannot choose who she is. I have to let her express who she is the way that she is. And I think that, you know, really damages a lot of kids' self-esteem because they're scared to be who they are with their parents. And because we as parents, we get this idea in our head of what they're supposed to be instead of allowing them to be who they want to be. And so for me, that was something that I really learned, and I'm really grateful for learning that because now I'm not experiencing that with any of my other children, but I've learned to allow them to be who they want to be. So I think that's really helpful for parents because once our kids go out into the school, you know, if we're being hard on them at home and then they go into the school or into the society and society's also being negative to them, it can be really detrimental. I mean, it could have a really negative effect on who they become and who they are as a whole. So I think the most important thing as a parent, in my opinion, is to accept and love unconditionally what your children choose to be and who they are, and let them be it. Let them be it. That's so important.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because with kids, when they come, you know, when they get to a certain age, and you wake up one day and you're like, who is this person? That's not the person who was here last week, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I think a lot of times parents forget, you know, a couple things. One, sometimes parents don't realize that, especially parents, you know, you have multiple kids in your family, that each one of those persons has their own personality. And I see people complaining at times that say, well, you know, Johnny is one way and Susie, she's so different. I don't understand why this, that, and the other. Well, it's a different person. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone doesn't fit in the same box, even though they live in the same house at times. So you're absolutely right. You got to kind of let them experience things and kind of grow and be who they are. And it's sometimes it's a little, you know, it catches you by surprise. But you know what? Even though the kid that I knew, you know, 2 months ago as a different kid than he's still a great, loving kid. And all my kids were the same way. They go through those changes at certain ages, and they want to be themselves, and they want to be who they are.
And we get confused because we think as parents, because we're the parents, we can conform them to be whatever we want. And I see this all the time, especially in my town, because it is such a small town, and parents, they all want their kids to be a certain way. And when that kid steps out of that line, it can be really, I've had kids sit on my couch crying about how they can't be themselves at home because their parents won't allow them to, just express who they are. And that's really sad because they don't realize that they're putting out that spark. You know, they're actually taking so much away from that person, and that's not fair to do. So I think it's really important for parents to take a second look at that.
You know, it's interesting because you are in a small community, and when you start talking about, self-help and taking a look at yourself and trying to better yourself, usually when you're in smaller communities, everybody kind of conforms to a certain standard or a certain way or a certain lifestyle. And I know you said that you do better outside of the community, but it's got to be difficult for people who really do want to express themselves, whether they're kids or adults, and who do want to make a change in their life, because then, the neighbor down the street's looking at them sideways.
Right. Absolutely. I've went through so much adversity in this town. I still do. And my kids do. And, I think that once I became confident in who I am, and I really believe in everything that I do wholeheartedly, and so it doesn't bother me. It used to. Don't get me wrong, it used to.
Yeah.
But now that I am the person that I am, I don't care. I feel like there's people out there like me. I know that there are. There's people out there who want to live fully and change their lives and not be, keeping up with the Joneses, and they want to live freely, but they're scared of it. And so hopefully I can be some sort of an example and say, you know what, it's going to be okay. Be who you want to be. And it's been a long road. I homeschool my kids. That was a huge upheaval in the town. I mean, just anything you do outside of the box. I just, I started a nonprofit in February, and I just now decided that I wanted to do it, and I was doing it, online and running things, but I want to actually have a building. So I tried to meet with some of my townspeople and say, I'm going to do this here. And people were just, are you kidding me? You want to help people that are home? You want homeless people coming through our town and people who need food in our town? Are you crazy? What are we going to drag in? And that was the mindset, which is so disappointing to me that people would even behave like that. And I said, as I left the building, because I was trying to use one of their buildings, I said, you know what, if you don't let me use it, that's your choice, but I'm still going to do it because it's something I believe in and I want to help people and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm opening it October 9th in a different building, which is excellent. But the point is that, no matter how old beliefs and small-minded people are, if you're sure of yourself and you're confident in what you're doing and you have a big enough belief and the motivation, you're going to make it happen. And that's me speaking from experience, because I've faced a lot of obstacles, but you know what? I just plow right through them because I'm in a direction. I'm positive of where I want to go, and I'm ready to do it. So I'm going to make it happen.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your nonprofit. What's it called, and the mission behind it?
The nonprofit's called United Hands of Change, and we have a website, unitedhandsofchange.org. And I actually do, in September, I'm doing a food drive, which is in its fourth year, which is really exciting. And we just gather the food. It's a food pantry. It has a library in it. It's going to have all life skills workshops. I do these impact kits for homeless and for other people that need them, where they have like a blanket and shampoos and conditioners and a deck of cards and a notebook and a pen and socks and just things that we need for our daily living. The main purpose of my nonprofit is to build confidence and strengthen people, because I think that when you're going into these, I know as from experience, going into these food pantries, it's always kind of a drab experience, because when you go there, you can be kind of made to feel bad that you're there utilizing those services. And for me, I want to build people up. I want to give them tools. I want to help them. I don't want it to be a handout. I want it to be a hand up, and I want to empower them. Because once you can show them they're worth something, then they can start working towards changing their lives and moving forward. And I really want to help do that through my center.
Excellent. If somebody wants to help out with your nonprofit or contribute or provide some type of support, how would they go about doing that?
If they visit the website, unitedhandsofchange.org, there's actually a contact form and an email on there, and they can just get a hold of me right through there. My phone number's on there also.
Excellent. Robin, we tried to cover a lot today, but I would be remiss if we didn't cover everything you wanted to cover. Is there anything you wanted to talk about that we haven't talked about yet?
No, it's been absolutely great. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's always wonderful to talk to you. It's always great to hear your story and what you've achieved and where you're headed and all those great things that you do. And nothing but the best for you. You got any upcoming interviews or gigs or people can hear you again? Do you want to promote?
Well, actually, I'm going to be doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Woodland Mall on October 12th. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So people can come down there and see me. That's kind of a bigger city. So other than that, I just have some workshops around some smaller areas here in Michigan. So that's what I'm doing.
And they can find that information on your Facebook or website?
Right. Either place. Yep.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for joining us again, and thank you for reaching out once again. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and keep doing all your great things. It's wonderful to hear about, and just admirable that you get out there and do it and help people in the way you do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah, you Thanks too. So much. Robin Marvin, check out her website. Do you have the link up, Peter?
I do.
And is it?
RobinMarvel.com.
MARVEL.
Then, yep. And then United Hands of Change was the our nonprofit.
Good.
And the homepage there has, you can find all our books and subscribe to our newsletter. So lots of good information on there.
Absolutely. And we've had the pleasure to read her books. And, you know, they're, like I said, compared to other self-help books that I've read or known about and stuff like that, they're far and above better than some of the ones that you may have seen in Oprah's book club and things like that. So definitely take a look at that. If you have trouble finding the links or remembering the web address, just go to swoopsworld.com, and right there on the front page you can see a picture of Robin and this show, and it has a link to her website, her main website, and I'm sure you can get to everything from there. We are going to wrap things up. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back on Swoops World late night, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I do math.
Yep.
All right. And no prime time next week, but late night will be back in force as usual. And we hope everybody has a safe, wonderful weekend. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Good day, all.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.